Rockland County legislator Ed Day, a Republican, is sponsoring a resolution urging state legislators to move forward with a Senate and Assembly bill that would amend the state constitution to authorize the forfeiture of retirement benefits earned during the term of office of a New York elected official convicted of a public corruption felony.
Because I believe this would serve as a very strong deterrent against anybody who is looking to rip off the public and collect pension dollars after he or she is all done. I think Alan Hevesy is probably the most compelling argument for it. Here is someone who's committed crimes against the state of our citizens and is collecting $166,000 a year pension.
He refers to former Democratic State Comptroller Alan Hevesy, who was convicted in a pay-to-play pension fund scandal. Democratic State Senator Cecilia Kacik says she supports the Senate bill, sponsored by Republican Carl Marcellino.
People who violate the public trust should not benefit from the voters' support and make money off of that system. I mean, it's just terrible that you have people who will come into office and then violate the trust that people have placed in them and continue to earn money from the state system.
Meanwhile, Day, who is planning a run for Rockland County Executive in November, says he will not wait for state legislators and wants Rockland to move forward with its own law.
The bottom line on my end is I'm not one who's patient in waiting for others to take action. What I'm looking to do here in Rockland, very simply, is to reestablish trust in government here and try to put together a local law that will establish the same penalties for anybody who is found to be committing a felony offense against the public administration here in Rockland County.
The effort comes after bribery charges were filed against the mayor and deputy mayor of the Rockland County Village of Spring Valley in an alleged real estate development scheme with ties to State Senator Malcolm Smith, who along with three others was charged in connection with an alleged plot to rig the New York City mayoral race. Day says his resolutions are being scheduled for committee review. Then committee members would have to approve the resolutions for them to continue through the legislature. As for whether he has support for his resolutions, he says legislators have not really had time to review them, though he expects broad support.
I don't foresee how any individual who believes in service would have a problem with ensuring that taxpayers do not fund a criminal who rips off taxpayers when they're in office, when they're holding a position of public trust. I just don't see how anybody would have an issue with that.
A spokesman for Republican Rockland County Executive Scott Vanderhoff says he has not decided if the ramifications of the proposed law are in the best interest of the public at this point. Vanderhoff announced last year he would not seek a sixth four-year term. County Legislator Day is the only Republican so far to formally announce a run. Calls to other Rockland legislators were not returned in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.